Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Ami Kazar. Ami is the CEO and founder of Multifunding. It's an organization that helps people, puts people together. You help lenders and borrowers get together.
Correct. That's pretty confusing out there, and what we try to do is get the borrower in the hands of the best possible loan program for them, so we can get them on the path to bankability, or hopefully they're bankable.
And you're also working really hard as an advocate for responsible lending. You've got a coalition we just talked about for responsible lending to come up with some lending standards, some terminology standards, which is very smart, very, very admirable for you and your coalition to be doing. But there's also something that you've been proposing and promoting, and that's the Small Business Borrowers Bill of Rights. Talk to us about this.
Correct. So what we're really trying to do is we want to make sure that when a borrower takes on a loan, first of all, they've been underwritten in a way that the lender is confident that they can actually pay it back. There's no debt trap. If they're working with a responsible broker, is not trying to do things like nail them with upfront fees and hidden fees that they don't know about, and that when they get the loan and they understand what it is and what they're paying for, and they understand
right.
what they're getting themselves into.
Yeah, so, no.
We're talking.
They know what the rate's going to be.
Right.
They don't get hammered by some fees at the end that they didn't know what was going on. Or if they told them what the fees were, they have to tell them how much it's actually going to cost, right?
Yeah. So let's give you an example, Jim. So there's a world out there of hundreds of companies that are doing either daily debit loans or cash advance
right.
loans, where they're
right.
buying future receivables. So they'll go to a small business owner and they'll say to him or her, "I'll advance you or lend you 50, and you can either pay me back." As an example, $60,000 over 6 months. And when the small business owner listens to that, they say, that's pretty good. That's only going to cost me 10 grand, or it's going to cost me 20%. But what the small business owner doesn't calculate in their calculation is that, first of all, it's over 6 months, not over 12 months.
So it's not 20. It's not 20%. It's more like 40, right?
Yeah, but then you got to add an additional element. What they do to protect the lender is they take that 60 and they divide it by 120 payments, and they take it out of the borrower's checking account every day on a daily basis. And so it's closer to 80.
Wow.
So while the perception is it's going to cost me 10 grand or 20%, it's actually going to be closer to 80%. And what happens is that at least half the time, halfway through that advance alone, because the cash flow pressure is so intense, the borrower is really forced into renewing, and they do a couple of these, and then they're in a spiral.
Yeah, but then they're just becoming a parasite that's killing the host. And you know, if you're a small business owner and you think borrowing money, $10,000 interest on $50,000 over 6 months, you think that's, you don't think that's too much. You're really more misguided than I would have thought you would be, because number one, I mean, if you're in that kind of a desperate situation, it could take you a long time to make $10,000. That's not just lunch money.
Yeah, but if you go to Google now, Jim, and you punch in small business loans, there are dozens, and I mean dozens, of companies offering you money with 24 hours.
We'll Folks,
get you funded with
please don't follow those. Please don't go there. Please leave those people
but
alone.
It's happening
there are other companies. If you've got,
day.
If you're, I mean, you and I are not insensitive to people who have a business. They're having tough times. Whatever is going on, they're not quite bankable yet. If you're in that situation, then there are today, unlike 20 years ago, I mean, because of organizations like yours and other people out there that I know and have on this show who are trying to help small business owners who are not bankable, who are not quite bankable, trying to help them get themselves out of the dirt. There are options out there you can go with, and if you're beyond them, you need to go ahead and close up your business. You're not a viable candidate for hanging around.
And Jim, I agree with that 80% of the time. Sometimes you stumble, and these are the stories that these borrowers love to tell. And if these products were used just in these situations, it would be great.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. But sometimes you get an opportunity. Let's go through two examples. You get an opportunity where a supplier calls you up and says, geez, I've got some extra inventory here. I'll sell it to you at a huge discount, but I need the money by tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and or the next day. And you know that if you give him that 50, you're highly confident, with 99% confidence, that you're going to sell it for 150.
Yeah, but still, I think if you've got that kind of an asset, you don't have to go to these overnight guys to borrow that money. There are other people.
You don't have to, but occasionally there are opportunities that come up where there's a really a legitimate need.
But that's a very one off kind of a situation. In those situations, you're right. Maybe you can do that.
Not the norm.
But for the most part, folks, you know, when you get desperate, you do desperate things, and just be careful.
That's right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this. This Borrower's Bill of Rights, Small Business Borrower's Bill of Rights, with Amit Kazar after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.